It is reprehensible that you would take a child and make them stay in a failure factory, not for 1 year, not for 2 years, not for 3 years, not for 4 years, but 5 years. That whole system has to end, and so we're going to fund it.
That was House Speaker Richard Corcoran arguing recently for his highly controversial $200 million Schools of Hope charter expansion plan. Progressive groups like Citizens for Strong Schools rarely agree with conservative Republicans like Richard Corcoran. But earlier this week, their attorney, Jody Siegel, essentially made the same argument to the First District Court of Appeal.
This case is about how the state is failing to adequately provide for those who are underperforming. It's about the 0% of students with disabilities in Lafayette and Madison who are passing third grade reading.
The group's lawsuit is based on a simple argument. Poor test scores in impoverished schools show that Florida isn't living up to a constitutional mandate to provide a, quote, high-quality and, quote, uniform education. The group is appealing after a Tallahassee circuit judge dismissed their suit last summer. After a six-week trial, Judge George Reynolds III ruled that it's not possible for the courts to apply a strict legal definition to the term high-quality. And appellate judge James Wolfe appeared to be struggling with the same issue.
Is it the student's grades in the particular county? Can the school system substitute for parental, you know, support? I'm a little concerned because I don't know uniformity.
The legislature's attorney, Rocco Testani, argues it's not a definition the courts can provide. In legal jargon, it's called non-justiciable.
These words in other courts and other settings have not been found to be justiciable, and I think you look at them, they are adjectives of degree, and it's very difficult to articulate how you would manage judging it.
Chief Judge Bradford Thomas noted that another voter mandate, to lower class size, at least set numeric goals. Sounding slightly irritated, Thomas pressed Siegel to define high quality.
What is the judicially manageable standard by which this system, this incredibly complex, multi-billion dollar system is going to be judged to determine whether it's a high-quality system.
When Siegel responded that poor test scores show what isn't high quality, Thomas cut her off. The Citizens for Strong Schools lawsuit is just the latest example of the pitfalls of governing by ballot initiative. Voters can change the Constitution, but lawmakers and bureaucrats implement the changes, and not always to the sponsor's liking. And when advocates sue, the courts don't always have an answer.
If they get passed, the legislature tends to not automatically listen to the citizens' voice of what they have voted for, but tend to want to put up roadblocks.
That's Florida League of Women Voters President Pamela Goodman. She estimates her group spent $4 million to $5 million on a campaign to pass the Fair Districts Amendment. The league spent millions more on a five-year court battle. And that's not to mention the $10 million legal tab taxpayers paid for the legislature's lawyers, Goodman says. In the end, the Florida Supreme Court enforced the amendment and wrote Florida's political boundaries. Goodman acknowledges it can be frustrating, but she says sometimes there's just no other way when elected officials won't listen.
It's the only tool that we have right now to affect real legal change in this state through citizens. And unfortunately, it is not perfect.
Voters legalized medical marijuana in November, but it took a special session to get lawmakers to implement it. And backers are already in court. Environmental groups want another judge to force the legislature to redirect tens of millions of dollars that was earmarked for land conservation by Amendment 1 in 2014. Clean Water Network activist Linda Young says even if amendments get blocked by the system, they send an important message.
Hopefully enough voters will see that they're, you know, will pay attention and see and recognize when their elected officials are not listening to the will of the people.
It's not clear when the First District Court of Appeal will rule on the education amendment, but the issue of governing by ballot box isn't going away. The Education Amendment was put on the ballot 20 years ago by the Constitution Revision Commission, and the same body is meeting again this year. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.